Daf is Daf Zayin. We last left off on Shabbos, the Daf Vav. So that discussed the debate between, there's a discussion whether you can be strict like both Rav and Shmuel, right? Because we said that if you had a mavoi that was akum, sort of, I guess, L-shaped. So there is a debate whether you view it as a mavoi mefulash, like a mavoi that's open on two sides, or a mavoi that's sasum, that we view it as a mavoi that's closed on one side. And then there was another discussion, right? And I think Rav was strict about that. I think Rav said we view it as a mavoi mefulash. And then we had another question, which was if a mavoi mefulash requires a door on one side or just a tzuras ha-pesach, and there Shmuel said that you require a door, and that's more strict than Rav. And then we said in yesterday's daf that we follow both strictures, and then we got off a little bit of a, not really a tangent, but a discussion about whether you're allowed to follow the stringencies of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And I guess we can start from, I don't know where people got to yesterday, but I guess we can start, let's start from like three lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amabeis. It's really in the middle of the discussion. The Gemara had said that, actually, you know what, let's start from about six lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amabeis. We'll do this pretty quickly. The second wide line, Daf Vav Amabeis. So Gemara says, Umi avdinan kitrei chumrei, are you allowed to follow two stringencies? V'hatanya la'olam halacha kebeis Hillel. That really the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. You can follow Beis Shammai all the times or Beis Hillel all the time. And mikule Beis Shammai, mikule Beis Hillel. If you go rabbi shopping and you're following both Beis Hillel for his leniencies and Beis Shammai for his leniencies or their leniencies, then you are a rasha, you're a wicked person. And mechumre Beis Shammai, mechumre Beis Hillel. If you follow the strictures of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, alav hakasuv omer haksil b'chol shecholef. You're a fool who walks in the dark. In other words, you should be consistent. Ela I Beis Shammai kukulehem v'chumrehem, I ke Beis Hillel kukulehem v'chumrehem. So either you follow the leniencies and strictures of Beis Shammai or the leniencies and strictures of Beis Hillel. You have to pick your rabbi and follow that rabbi or that for both leniencies and the strictures. So Gemara says, "Hagufakasha." Amar lo la malacha kebeis hila v'hadar amra harot chalasus kedivre beis shabai osa. Wait a second. We said that the halacha is like beis hila, and then we said, "Well, if you want to follow beis shama, you can." So how do you reconcile that? So lokasha kan kodem baskol kan kodem laachar kan laachar baskol. So one answer is that before the voice from heaven, right, in the times of the second, and starting from the second base of Migdash, there was no more prophecy. So all they had from the only type of divine assistance that they may have had was what's called a baskol, a voice from heaven. So the before the baskol, with the baskol said halacha is like Beis Hillel, before the baskol, so the statement was you can follow Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Then after the baskol said the halacha like Beis Hillel, so then you have to follow Beis Hillel. Iboisema hava halacher baskol. So there's another opinion that says no. Even after the baskol, the voice from heaven that said that you have to follow Beis Hillel, nevertheless, you don't have to follow Beis Hillel. You can follow Beis Shammai too. How do we know that? Rabbi Yeshua he delo mashkach bebaskol. It's like Rabbi Yeshua who says you don't listen to a baskol. That's the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, with the Tanur Shel Achnai, the oven of Achnai, where Rabbi Elazar disagreed with all the other rabbis, and really said, if halacha is like me, all these different miracles are going to happen, and the miracles happen, and the baskol happened, and the voice, and but still, Rabbi Yeshua said, we don't follow the baskol, because the Torah is lo b'shamayim. And the Gemara gives one other answer. Now, on the top of Daf Zayin with Aleph, Yiboyseima, Hachi Kamar. Now, this is what it means to say when you say you can follow Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Doesn't really mean that you can follow Beis Shammai, but what it means to say is kol hecha de mishkachas trei tanoi utrei amoroi de pli ahadodi ke'ein machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel lo li'ava ki kulei demar v'chi kulei demar. That wherever you find a situation where you have two tanoim or two amoraim who argue on each other, similar to how Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue you shouldn't follow the leniency of one and the leniency of the other. And don't follow the stringency of one or the stringency and the stringency of the other. So rather, you have to follow the leniency and the stricture of one particular opinion. So in other words, what we're saying here is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, I think that the Toras Chaim writes that they were the first ones who had a machlokas. They were the first ones who had debates. And so now we're saying that obviously we resolved halachos like Beis Hillel. So whenever something is not resolved, you pick one or you pick the other. So now once we've explained this brisa, mikol makom kasha, we still have a question. So how can we just say that you can follow both the stricture of Rav and Shmuel? Again, Rav, who held like a mavoi, an alleyway that's akum, that's like an L-shaped. Then he says that we treat it as a mavoi mefulash, an open mavoi, which is more strict. And we follow Shmuel, that by a mavoi mefulash, you actually need a door as opposed to simply a tzuras ha-pesach. How can you follow both? Amar Rav Nachum Reisach, kulei karav avaduha. Amar Rav, hun Amar Rav, halacha ve'in morin cases. Really, they followed Rav. That the truth is that even Rav held that you need doors. In the debate about a mavi mafulosh, whether you need a door on one side, Rav ended up saying the halacha is really you don't need a door, you really need a tzuras ha-pesach, ve'in morin cases. But we don't tell the masses that because we have to be more strict. Ulrav Ada bar Ava, Amar Rav, Amar halacha, Umarin came, but Rav Ada bar Ava says no. Name of Rav that no, you do. That he did say that you don't need doors. Ma'ika lemeimar. So what do you say? How can we follow the stricture of Shmuel that says you need a door, and at the same time we follow the stricture of Rav that we treat the mavui that's an L shape, an akum, like an mavui mafulash? So Amar Rav Shizvi kilo avdinan kechumre de beitre heche. When do we say that you don't follow two stringencies when they contradict each other?
Getting back to the Shammai and Hillel, how in one community could you let people follow one or the other? I mean, I understand being consistent, which makes sense, but going through a different community, so that's saying that half the people in Oceanside will listen to what Beis Shammai has on something, the other half can listen to Beis Hillel. Why wouldn't the community itself have to stick to a certain way of doing something? Otherwise, this would be very, mixed up all the time.
Right. So I would say that's a separate Gemara. I believe it's in Yevamos, I think. I believe that we're probably talking about a situation where there's no accepted minhag. I think if there is an accepted custom, then I think that's a separate thing. In other words, if there already is an accepted custom in the community, then you can't, like there's one Beis Din. You can't make a separate Beis Din. In other words, you can't make two Toros. You can't make, and that's a question, is there one Beis Din in the community, two Batei Dinim? So let's say we're talking about a situation here when there's no accepted custom. That's what this could be. Like if there is an accepted custom, so then potentially, I think you are right. That in other words, that's a question. Now, and how does that apply nowadays, right? That's the famous question about can we have two minyanim on Chol HaMoed, or can we have one minyan and some people putting on tefillin, some people are not putting on tefillin, right? We do that. I put on tefillin. No one's thrown me out of shul, but there are some shuls that will not allow it. So that has to do with when there is already an accepted custom. Presumably, here we're talking about where there's no accepted custom. So it's a good point, and I'm not sure if that's the that's probably not talking about that situation.
Okay, the bigger question is how can we say that Rav Yehoshua rules one way, don't heed the baskol. Rav Elazar says that doesn't make sense.
No, so he was out. Rav Elazar was outvoted. Rav Elazar was outvoted. Rav Elazar had all these miracles, but he was outvoted, and we follow the majority. So he had miracles. We don't follow miracles. That's how it. It's actually in yesterday's parsha, where it says as a machlokes, where he talks about if there's a navi or someone who, if someone does mosim, someone does miracles for you, and And so that's a question. That's right, does he really do miracles or not? That's the big machlokas. Rav Shram said he doesn't do miracles. How could someone who's telling you to do a avodah zarah do miracles? So that's perhaps one of the points. I think I once spoke about that once. Even if someone does miracles, we don't live and die by miracles. In Judaism, once we say Torah lo b'shamayim, it's irrelevant if there's miracles. We have a system and we follow majority. Okay. Ula Rav Ada Barava Damar Rav Damar Halachav Umorin Ki Maika LeMeimar. So according to the opinion, it says that Rav says actually you do need doors. So what do you say? How can you follow both? How do you follow both opinions? I'm a Rav Shizvi. He loved dinim kuchumi de betray hechad the satri adadi. When do we say that you can't follow the stringencies of both of them? That's when they contradict each other. So what's an example of two stringencies that contradict each other? Can go in shidra v'gul goles. So let's say you have the spine and I guess the skull of a corpse. So they're metame ba'ohel when they're complete, right? We saw that. I think we said that. That if you have, let's say, a barley size of a bone, so that makes you tame through touching, maga umasa through caring. You're only tame mace ba'ohel if you go into the same room if it's a significant size, which is what if it's there's a shidra, if there's a spine and there's a skull. So that's metame ba'ohel when they are complete. Ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah and Olo, it says Shidra. Valgogola Shechasru. Let's say the spine and the skull are not complete. So they're not metame ba'ohel, they're only metame b'mago b'mas, only by touching and through caring. The Mishnah explains v'kama chesron b'shidra. What's considered incomplete? Right? That's like what's the shear, what's the size of being incomplete? So it's not metame ba'ohel. Beishami omrim shtei cholyos, Beishami says two limbs. Beishil obri choli achas. Even if one limb is missing, so then it's not metame ba'ohel. So here, Beishami is a stricter opinion, right? So because if there's one limb that's missing, Beishami would say it is metame ba'ohel. Beishil will say it's not metame ba'ohel. Uva gogoles. Bishami omrim kumlo makdeach, ubisil omrim kadeshi inata minchabiyamos. The Bishami says, I guess, the shear of the thickness of a, I think it's like a drill, I think. You drill in holes. So that's a little more than a shear of a sella, says. And Bishil says, it's so that if you remove that piece that of the skull, that if you remove from the person or an animal, they would die. So that's the shear of a sella. So then, that's not metame ba'ohel. Point is, Beis Shammai has a larger shear than Beis Hillel, so Beis Shammai is more strict. Beis Shammai says the item, even if it's missing more, it's complete. So Beis Shammai is more strict when it comes to tumas ohel. Amar Behuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein le'inyan treifa. He says the same machlokes is when it comes to treifa. So meaning what? Let's say there's one limb that's missing from the spine of the animal. So according to Beis Hillel, if it's missing one limb, so it's no longer complete, and therefore it would be considered a treifa. According to Beis Shammai, it's not considered a treifa unless it's missing two limbs. So when it comes to Tumas Ohel, Beis Shammai is strict, and according to when determining a treifa, Beis Hillel is strict. So if you take the strictures of both positions, so this is considered strictures that contradict each other. In other words, it's the same argument of what's considered complete and not complete. So you can't pick one as opposed to the other. That would be foolish. So on this is called a machlokes de satri adadi, where you say that you're a fool. Aval hecha de lo satri adadi avdina. But if the two debates do not contradict each other. In other words, if they're not related to each other, like our situation. What's our situation? So number one is, what's the definition of a mavoi akum? Like an L-shaped mavoi. Is that considered a mavoi mafulosh, a mavoi sasum? So that's one debate that is completely unrelated to the other debate about if you have a mavoi mafulosh, do you need a door or do you need a tzuras of Pesach? These two debates are not related to each other. In other words, you could theoretically have... logically, those two positions can be consistent with each other. So then you could be strict like both opinions. But in the debate, in this issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, of what's considered a full, let's say, animal or a full person, right? So either it's missing one limb or it's missing two limbs. And what you say by tuma, you have to say by trefa. They have to be consistent. You can't, if you're strict like one, that's being inconsistent being strict in the other case. So the Gemara asks, Veheicha de satri adadi lo avdin. And is it true that when they contradict each other, we don't do that? Masiv Rav Misharsha, Masiv Rav Akiva, Shalikate Esro Be'echad Bishvat, Venahag Bo Shnei Isurim, Echad Kedivre Be'shamai, Ve'echad Kedivre Be'silo. So we see that Rabbi Akiva, when he picked a fruit from an esrog tree on the first of Shvat of the third year of the Shemitah, so he took Maaser twice, because he took both Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. So besides Truma Gedola and Maaser Rishon. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that for Maaser, so brief review of Maaser, right? When you pick fruit, so then you have to separate Truma, and then you have to separate Maaser. Truma goes to the Kohen, that's usually 1/50, 2%. And then of the remainder, you separate Maaser Rishon, that's 10% goes to the Kohen. And then on the first, second, and fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, you separate Maaser Sheni, you take 1/10, and you either have to eat the fruit in Yerushalayim, or you sell the fruit and use the proceeds for something in Yerushalayim. You take the money to Yerushalayim and use the proceeds there, so that's a tax to support Yerushalayim. And then in the third and sixth year, you don't have to separate Maaser Sheni, but rather you separate Maaser Ani. You take a tenth and you give it to the poor. So let's say you're not sure if it's the second or third. So here he's taking a position, and let's say it's the first of Shvat. So is that what's the beginning of the next fiscal year? Is it the first of Shvat like Beis Shammai, or is the beginning of the next fiscal year the 15th of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, right? The whole song of Tu B'Shvat Higia Chag Le'Ilanot, Beis Shammai would not sing that, because for him it's Aleph B'Shvat, it's the first of Shvat. So Rabbi Akiva, so he plucked this fruit on the first of Shvat. So according to Beis Shammai, it's year number 3, because the fiscal year has started, third fiscal year has started. According to Beis Hillel, the third fiscal year doesn't start until Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, it's the second year according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, he needs to separate Maaser Ani. According to Beis Hillel, he needs to separate Maaser Sheni. So he did both, right? He did Echad Kedivre Beis Shammai, Echad Kedivre Beis Hillel. So how could Rabbi Akiva do that? He's strict like both, and they certainly contradict each other. It's either the second year or the third year. So Rabbi Akiva, Gemara Istapek Le Vloyada I Beis Hillel B'Chad B'Shvat Amor I B'Chameser B'Shvat Amor V'Abad Hachal L'Chumer V'Hachal L'Chumer. He said here, it's not that Rabbi Akiva wanted to be strict like both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. He really wanted to follow Beis Hillel, but he wasn't sure if Beis Hillel held the first Shvat, the first of Shvat, or the 15th of Shvat. Rabbi Akiva obviously came before the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says very clearly that Beis Shammai believes the beginning of the next fiscal year is the first of Shvat, and Beis Hillel said it's Tu B'Shvat. But in the days of Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel actually held. Did Beis Hillel hold the beginning of the fiscal year is the first of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat? So he was strict, not because he would want to hold like Beis Shammai, but he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go back to the debate between Chananya and Tanakam and Chananya regarding what do you do if you have a mavoi mafulash, a mavoi, an alleyway that's open on both sides to Rishus Harabim. So Yasi Rav Yosef commented Rabbi Huna by Yasi the Kamar. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Machlokes, Sratya Mikanu, Sratya Mikan, Viplatya Mikanu, Platya Mikan. So everyone agrees that if you have like a highway on either side of the mavoi, of the alleyway, or you have a street with the marketplaces on either side of the alleyway, then certainly that's treated as a mavoi mafulash. And there you have the debate. You need a door, you need a tzuras pesach. Aval, sracha mikano, bika mikano, bika mikano, bika mikan, osa tzuras pesach mikan, valechi bakor mikan. So he says, if on one side, let's say one side is Rishus HaRabim, the other side is a carmelis, what's a carmelis? Like a valley, or if you have or if you have a valley on both sides, if you have a Carmelis, that in-between stage, where we say we're strict and we don't carry it, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim to Oraisa, it's not a Torah Rishus HaRabim. In that case, you make a Tzuras, a Pesach on one side, and you make a Lechi or a Korah on the other side, and that's sufficient. So the Gemara says, Hashta, Sracha Mikan, Bika Mikan, Osa Tzuras a Pesach, Mikan, Lechi Mikor Mikan, Bika Mikan, Ubika Mikan, Mibayim. The Gemara says, he makes two statements. Statement number one is, if you have like a Rishus HaRabim to Oraisa, and on one side, and then you have a valley on the other side, a Carmelis on the other side. In that case, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach, according to everyone. Why do you need to then say, oh, if you have a valley on one side and a valley on the other side, you need a Tzuras HaPesach? Obviously, if you only need a Tzuras HaPesach when you have Rishus HaRabim on one side and a valley on the other side, certainly, if you have a valley on both sides, you would only need a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara said, okay, let's rephrase what Rab really said, or if you just said the name of Rab. If it's Sracha Mikan Ubika Mikan, Nasa Bika Mikan Ubika Mikan. If there is a highway on one side and a valley on the other side, then it's treated as if there's a valley on either side. In which case, what? In which case, you would need only a Tzuras HaPesach and not a door, according to everyone. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss now the case of a Mavoi that doesn't go directly into a Rishus HaRabim, but it's going to go into, I guess, the back of his, like sort of an area. There's like a, there's an alleyway, and then there's sort of the rechava, which is like a courtyard behind different houses. So in other words, it goes from the mavoi. Our case until now is if it's a mavoi that's open on both sides, so it's just a rabim. That's mafulash, right? That's a mavoi mafulash, and that according to one opinion, you need a door. We just said if you have an alleyway that's open on one side to a Carmelis, so then you only need a Tzuras HaPesach. Now we're going to say, what if you have a Mavoi that's not open directly to Rishus HaRabim on one side, but it's open to the back of a Chatzer, and it goes from a Mavoi to the back of a Chatzer to Rishus HaRabim. I'm sure if you have art school, I'm sure there are pictures here. So now we're going to say the following. U'masayim ba mishmei de Rav Yehuda. Now he's going to conclude, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, im haya mavoi kale l'rechava. Let's say the mavoi that's open to Rishus HaRabim, it finishes, and then not it doesn't open directly into Rishus HaRabim, but it opens into a courtyard behind houses. So then ain tzarech klum. Then you don't need anything. You don't need anything. So since it's not mafulash l'rishus harabim, it's not open to rishus harabim, it's not called a mavoi mafulash, but it's a mavoi sasum, and it only needs a lechi or a koreh, a lechi or a crossbeam on the top that's open to rishus harabim. Because it's not directly open to rishus harabim, it's open to a chatzer, which opens to rishus harabim. Okay? So Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, this must follow Shmuel's opinion and not Rav's position. And we turn the page. The Eid the Rav, because if you want to say that he heard this halacha from Rav, Kasha de Rav ad Rav Bitarte. So Rav, we would have a question from Rav, it would contradict in regarding two different topics. The Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav. And again, I hope some of you, if you have art school, you have these pictures, because I wasn't able to figure this out without looking at the pictures. The Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Abba Amar Rav. Mavoi, so Rav says the following. Mavoi shenifrats bimlo'o lechatzer. So let's say you have a Mavoi alleyway that's open to Rishus HaRabim on one side. And then what happened? It breached. It's supposed to be a mavoi that was closed. It's a mavoi that was closed off on one side, and the other side is open to Rishus HaRabim. And then on one side, the whole alleyway wall is broke, and now it's open on one side to a chatzer, to a courtyard. The nifritz a chatzer kenegdo. And then the chatzer is open to the Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, you have on one side, you have on one side of the alleyway, you have a Rishus HaRabim. On the other side, it originally was closed off. and then the whole wall breached, fell. And now you have this alleyway that's now open to a chatzer, which is open. If you walk in a straight line, you can walk straight from the alleyway, the mavoi, to the chatzer, straight to the Rishus HaRabim. In that case, chatzer muteres, then the courtyard is permitted. You can carry in the courtyard. Because even though it's open to the Rishus HaRabim and to the mavoi, so it's not bigger, as long as it's not bigger than 10 amos, that's the assumption here, it's not bigger than 10 amos, so we view it as an opening. It's like a Pesach. And so therefore, a Pesach is not a problem, but the Mavoi Asur, but you can't carry in the Mavoi. In other words, what are we saying?
Why wouldn't we consider it to be like the Mavoi, not a Chatzer, if it's open?
No, we're saying the Chatzer right now, right? The Chatzer right now has one opening to the Rishus HaRabim, and it has one opening to the Mavoi.
Why would we consider the whole thing a Mavoi?
But it's not, because there are houses. A Mavoi is simply an alleyway where there are no houses there. In other words, you have houses that open up, like the yard, let's say you have houses, and then the yard, the backyards of the common yard that's to the houses. So that's the chatzer. The mavoi is where there are no houses. Okay, so the chatzer, basically, you have houses, you have a chatzer, and then you have an opening to the mavoi, and you have an opening to Rishus HaRabim. Both of those openings are less than 10 amos, so that's good. That's like a Pesach. That's an opening. That's not called a pirtza. So it's as if it's surrounded by four walls, right? Surrounded by four walls with some openings, with some doorways, so that's totally permitted. But the mavoi is asur because it appears that it's mafulash to Rishus HaRabim. It seems like it's open to Rishus HaRabim from both sides. Because why? On one side, it's open directly to Rishus HaRabim. On the other side, you have the mavoi. If you walk straight, you walk through the chatzer, and then you get to the Rishus HaRabim. That's the halacha. Halacha is you can carry in the chatzer and not in the mavoi. So we see, from Rav's opinion, we see two halachos. Now, number one is the mavoi that's open to Rishus HaRabim by way of Rishus HaYachid is considered like a mavoi mafulash. So, and also a mavoi that broke the wall into the chatzer, the only reason why the mavoi is asur is not because the wall broke. It's only because the wall broke and you can make a direct line you can walk directly from the mavoi through the chatzer into Rishus HaRabim. But here's the question, v'amai, why did Rav say that you cannot carry in a mavoi where the wall broke? Because we treat it as like a mavoi mafulash. Lehevei k'mavoi shekala l'rechava. Isn't that like our case that we had just previously about you had the mavoi and then you had the rechava, the back, the chatzer that's behind the houses, right? And that goes from the mavoi to the chatzer behind the houses to Rishus HaRabim. So we said before, right? Ein sarach klum, right? Rabbi Yehuda says we don't need anything. So the point is that can't be Rav's position. Because Rav, we see here, says that you cannot carry in a mavoi. You know, you have an alleyway. One side Rishus HaRabim, the other side is a chatzer, but you go straight from the mavoi through the chatzer to Rishus HaRabim. Rav seems to say here that it is also you cannot carry in the mavoi. So it would seem that Rav Yehuda's halacha that he said before, that if you go from a mavoi to a rechava to Rishus HaRabim, then that would be that's permitted. That cannot be Rav's position. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef says, Ana Lo Yadana, I don't know from who Rabbi Yehuda heard this. I don't know if he heard it from Shmuel or from Rav, but this I do know. Uvda Hava Bedura de Ravasa. There was a story in one village of shepherds. Mavoi Shekala the Rechava Hava. There was a Mavoi that was open to, on one side, to Rishus HaRabim, and it was open on the other side to the back of the chatzer, and that opened to Rishus HaRabim. V'asa l'kamed Rabbi Yehuda, and the story came before Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo atchav lo midi. He didn't need anything. Bikasha mishmei derav tehevei. If you want to say it's a question on Rav, tehevei mishmei deshmu v'lokasha midei. So fine. So say it. So Rabbi, this is how we refute a paskin. So say it's from this is Shmuel's position, and Rav, you know, would disagree. And okay, Rabbi Yehuda follows Shmuel. So however, the Gemara say not necessarily. Hashta de Amar le Rav Sheshes Rav Shmuel bar Abba of Amri le Rav Yosef bar Abba. He says now that Rav Sheshes said to Rav Shmuel bar Abba, and some say it was that Rav Sheshes says to Rav Yosef bar Abba, ask bar lach. I'm going to explain to you how Rav can follow this position. So he says because he says kan she ervu kan shelo ervu. There's a difference whether you made an eruv chatzeros. Not the eruv that we call, like, you know, with the wire and the, you know, the poles and the string. An eruv here means an eruv chatzeros, where you sort of join communally. Let's say you have a piece of you have some food that you join in one person's house, and everyone joins together. So if the people of the courtyard made an eruv with all the people of the mavoi, so there's a difference if they didn't do that. Because when everyone made an Eruv, so then you can carry both in the Mavoi and in the Chatzer. And when they didn't make the Eruv, so then you can carry in the Chatzer, right? Because let's say they made an Eruv by themselves, so then you can carry in the Chatzer, and the Mavoi you cannot carry. Why? Because when Rav said that you can't carry in the Mavoi, he said it's not because the Mavoi is considered open to Rishus HaRabim. Everyone agrees that if you have a mavoi and it's open to a chatzer, and then from the chatzer to Rishus HaRabim, so then you might be able to carry. It's not considered a mavoi mafulash. Rather what? If you have a mavoi that's open to, let's say, a chatzer, so then you need to, if you want to carry, you need to make an eruv. It's called the shitufei mavos. You need to make like the equivalent of an eruv chatzeros, an eruv with the entire mavoi. And therefore, if the people made the bnei of the chatzer made an eruv with the mavoi, so then it's permitted. And only when they did not make an eruv, so then the mavoi is forbidden, because you have these chatzer people. You know, they made their own eruv, and you need to make an eruv with everyone. So the reason why Rav said his opinion is not because of it's a mavi mafulash, but it's because he didn't make an eruv. So the Gemara then says, indeed, that's the case. The Rav Nami Lokasha, the opinion of Rav does not contradict each other. Kan she'eru b'nei chatzer im b'nei mavoi, kan shelo ervu. So indeed, that's a distinction here. So what emerges from here is the following. A mavoi that is open to Rishus HaRabim by way of Rishus HaYachid. So you have a mavoi on one side of Rishus HaRabim, the other, then you have a mavoi, and then you have a chatzer area, and then you have Rishus HaRabim. So that is, according to everyone, that's like a mavoi sasum. That's like a closed mavoi. That's not a mavoi mafulosh. That's not considered an open mavoi. It's only an open mavoi if it's surrounded on both sides to Rishus HaRabim. But if it opens to a Rishus HaYachid, then all you need is a lechi or a korah. And you don't need anything else. And there's no difference whether it's mafulosh by way of a chutzer, way of a back of a, you know, the back area of a chutzer behind the houses. Regarding an eruv chatzeros, so if a mavoi is open to a chutzer and they didn't make an eruv, so the chutzer is permitted because that's permitted because the chutzer is permitted internally because but the mavoi is forbidden because the Bnei HaChatzer, who are there, they didn't join together with the Eruv. So the people of the Bnei HaChatzer can carry, but the Mavoi, all the people, because you have many different Chatzeros opening up into the Mavoi. The Chatzer people the individual Chatzeros, so they can all carry if they made their own Eruv Chatzeros, but you would need to make a communal Eruv for the Mavoi, Otherwise, you cannot carry in the mavoi. Okay? Okay.